Blog Talk Radio.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
She just wants to be beautiful, she goes. Unnoticed, she knows no limits. She craves attention, she praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deep within the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry after the face is made, but there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing, the world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. With stars, and we're beautiful. Oh, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
Shines within.
There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark.
to Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The Regeneration Oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We have with us a very special legend returning to our broadcast this morning. It is my honor to welcome back the amazing Miss Melba Moore. Good morning, Melba. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I have to say, first of all, you were kind enough to grace us with an appearance right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about 5 years ago, so it's been a little while since, you know, we've seen you, but we've been following you.
Right, right.
Literally following you. We've been following you on social media.
Well, I was going to say, that's how you do it on the Internet now. You follow people.
Exactly. This is true. Well, we're so excited. I mean, first of all, you have a big hit record. And so we're honored to have you talking about this right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with just your adoring fans and folks, again, you know, with the audience out there. What can you tell us about your new record and how did it come about? Just doing
well,
me.
It's what people call house music, which is a very, 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 very popular dance genre. There's several different genres now. I mean, a lot developed since back in the late 70s, and all we had was disco.
Right,
that was
exactly.
Different genres. And probably it's going to develop more since people are kind of shut in and they have, you know, more time to focus on things that, well, we need joy during these times. We need to have something to lift us up. And so we might be dancing around our house, but it's necessary.
That's very true.
I've always considered, you know, entertainment to be something that's kind of a staple. It doesn't come first like your rent and those, you know, loop over your head and stuff, but you have to have joy. You have to have entertainment. And so, like, for this to happen to me, especially as I'm approaching my senior years, is kind of amazing.
Oh, well, listen, let me tell you something. That song, when I heard, I couldn't believe my ears. It kind of, what I love about it, it kind of has a vibe that kind of mixes a whole bunch of genres that we have known in the past with all kinds of new infusions of sounds. I was like, whoa, okay. So this is why I believe, Ms. Moore, that it is connecting with a lot of the youth out there. In my opinion, but it's good for everybody.
One of the things that really strikes me about it is George Pettis' piano solo. That's very reminiscent to me of when we first had modern jazz, and you had people like Horace Silver, Thelonious Monk. I mean, playing the kind of jazz that we had never heard before. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's something you've heard before or not. When you first hear it, it's going to say, oh, look at that. I like that. And I think that's maybe what's connecting with the young people. It's not something
that's
you have to have heard before for it to affect you that way.
Exactly. Now, I want to go back. One of the things I remember after our last interview, and it happens every so often, we'll have great guests like yourself. And the moment that we are finished with the interview, I said, oh, I forgot to ask about that. I forgot to bring that up. So I have listened back, and I said, oh, my goodness, I've always wanted to talk to you a little bit more about different things in your amazing career. And to me, and so many others out there. You know, you really came through and got a great position in the entertainment world, which was so, it's rare these days, you know, let alone, you know, several years back where folks were, you know, just not so open and willing to give folks just coming into the industry a chance, and especially people of color. So, yeah, so when you look back at this career, and I've seen all of, well, quite a bit. You've done a lot, okay? You have a true career out there in the entertainment. What do you say when you, even just fans like myself, we all, you know, look back and we ask you, what's the biggest question you kind of get about your career? What do people most want to know about, and I have my suspicion of what I think they most want to know about you, but what do you say? What's the number one question that the fans come up and talk to you about when they get a chance about your career? Because I know what it is, I think.
They usually want to know, when did you really know that you could sing and that you were in control of yourself, that you had it going on? And I can't answer that question because I still don't know that. But that's the number one question. I guess I give off it's not an illusion, but the sense of being really confident and, you know, having a clear idea of, you know, what the industry is about and just be in charge of things. And it's not that that's not true, but I really feel like I've been led by God because everything that's happened to me, I really didn't know what I was getting into, but it turned out right, and I had a sense, oh, I want to try that.
You were not fearful to try. And
well, I was scared to death, but I went in.
Really? Well, we wouldn't know it. We would not know it. I mean, you really are a trailblazer. You're a trailblazer. And which, you know, that's what we all see and hear. You mention your name, everybody knows who you are, everybody. And what I also want to focus on for a moment is your career on Broadway. And being a Tony Award winner. So that is a big moment.
No, it's huge.
So we have to talk about that. So tell us again, because this was, and it, again, these are things that are still rare today in the community out here,
yeah.
And they don't
yeah.
happen just to any old and everybody. So how did this come about for you, Melba? Tell us how it came about.
Well, I'll try to kind of
give us the
point so I can actually start from the beginning.
Okay.
Two things to just give you kind of like a... an outline of what happened.
Sure.
My mother was a professional singer, but she had a romantic interlude with my father, who was a big band leader. His name is Teddy Hill. It was Teddy Hill. She got pregnant, had me, and so she was a single parent, which meant I had a broken family like many of us do. And she was out trying to take care of me and her mother, who had had stroke, Bethlehem, Alabama. So she brought her up to New York and had her with me, and we had what we used to call a governess or a nanny.
Yes.
And so my mother was gone all the time, and I didn't have a father there. So it was like very unstructured, well, like it should be, family. So I was raised by a nanny who was orphaned, illiterate, and from the backwoods of South Carolina, moved from one sharecropper's farm to the other, and somehow made her way up north, and that's who I was raised by. But my mother put me in Catholic school, so I had a great beginning of education in New York City,
yes.
And I think that's why that stayed with me. I'm still born again, and that's my focus, and I think that's why things really happen for me still. but then she married my stepfather, whom she formed a performing act with. He was a piano player, and he just passed away 3 years ago, but at 101 years old.
Wow.
So I only really have a zest for life. Got to hold on. He always said, never give up.
Wow.
And he had a son and a daughter by a former marriage. His first wife had passed away. And I used to pray for a sister and a brother because I wanted siblings, and I was very, very lonely. So we moved from New York to New Jersey, where I continued my family life and learning how to be really the first community that you're in is your family. And
That's right.
Learning to fellowship. I had now aunts and uncles and cousins. I had a family. I wasn't isolated and disjointed that way. A lot of damage had been done to me from the abuse because there was no father, no mother there. But that was all remedied. And then my parents really insisted that we get a good education. So that continued. But by the time I got to like junior high school, well, before that, because he made us all take piano lessons, we discovered I could sing. So he didn't make me take voice lessons. He made sure I continued with my piano lessons. Mm. But by the time we got to junior high school and it was time to figure out where you're going to go to high school, I discovered Arts High School in Newark, and I had fallen so much in love with music that I decided I wanted to see if I could get in there, audition there, and major in music and really focus on music. And I did that, and then when it was time to go to college, I wanted to go to Manhattan School of Music or Juilliard or something like that, but we didn't have the money, and I didn't have the confidence or the information to try out for scholarships. So I went to Montclair Teachers College to major in music education. Makes a long story a little bit short. Then I went into the public schools of Newark, New Jersey to teach music, and I happened to be a gifted teacher, but I didn't want to teach. I wanted to be a performer.
Exactly.
So I asked my dad to take him around to some of his colleagues to get me into the industry as a musician. And one of the first people I met was Valerie Simpson, who was at some music publisher's office, and we were both in the waiting area to meet our prospective people that we were going to see. We exchanged numbers, and she got me started in studio backup singing work, where you sing what we used to call oohs and ahs. People have a
session,
they hire backup singers.
Yes.
So she was at the top of that part of her industry. She's always been a great entrepreneur, too, and great leader, as well as great musician. It was before her and Nick, of course, were married. We were at the very beginning of our careers. And
wow.
And on one of the recording sessions, a very talented musician by the name of Galt McDermott, who was a keyboardist and the composer for the music for the Broadway show Hair, was doing his performance of the music, and he was being assisted by Jim Rado and Jerry Ragney, who were the two male stars of the Broadway show, and they had also written the book and the lyrics for the song, the book for the music, the story, and they were the two stars. And the session went on for about 2 weeks or so. First of all, I was what I call a Black American princess, a bat. Only thing I knew about Dippy is what I had seen on TV. But these two gentlemen, Jim and Jerry, were hippies. And like one of them, he had bright red, bushy, curly hair. He looked like his fingers were stuck in a live plug. He was wild and crazy looking. And he didn't have on no shoes. And to make a long story a little bit shorter, after the session went on for a couple of weeks, he came up and asked me if I would like to do Hair. But I had never seen a Broadway show, and I never heard anything about Hair. So I said, well, I don't have a Bachelor of Arts degree in music to do nobody's hair, so no. And so he explained to me that it was going to be a Broadway show. I said, oh, okay. And that, you know, really basically they had been auditioning for us if we wanted to be a part of it because they were still casting for it. So I went and sang for the director and the producer. I got a part in the show. I wound up doing one of the featured parts, which was a parody on The Supremes. And to make a long story a little shorter, before I left the show, I auditioned for and got the female lead in the show. And so doing, I became the first Black actress to replace a white actress in a lead role on Broadway, but the actress just happened to be Diane Keaton. That's just to give you a little bit of what happened to me. It's not like I knew what I was doing.
Well, that is just
learning
amazing.
On the job. And
wow.
Then just to go on how I got into the position of getting a Tony Award, I was reminded by one of the girls in the chorus that I really did not know how to audition because that's not like an audition.
Right.
And she said, you need to learn how to audition. She told me about auditions for what turned out to be my second Broadway show, and she explained to me that when you go up for a role, you try to do some research on it, but you can get a script ahead of time, and you do what they call typecasting, or you try to look like the part.
Hmm.
Well, the part was from the backwoods, illiterate, cotton chopping, sharecropping girl, like the lady who raised me. So I was a shoo-in for that part.
You had a real-life person to draw from. And
yes.
Wow.
And that's how I got the role, and then eventually, of course, got the Tony Award, and that really catapulted my career into a lot of television work. And after that, I met my later then husband, who really focused and redirected it into the recording industry, and is the reason that I have this wonderful, huge catalog of great, 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 great songs and several, you know, several different recording hits.
Absolutely. Well, I love the story. Now, let me ask you, though, did having the success on Broadway, how did you avoid being, shall we say, typecast in a sense, that, like, oh, once they say that you're a Broadway actress, a Tony Award-winning actress, we can't market you or cross, you know, move you over to a recording, a successful recording career. How did you avoid that not happening, so to speak?
So it did happen. We,
went
to some of the top recording artists who were managers, and they all turned me down. So then my then-husband, Charles Huggins, said, well, let's figure out what we can do ourselves. And we just started inquiring and going to the different festivals and, conferences.
Right.
Going on in the industry and seeing, as a matter of fact, my then-husband got me back into the industry because I had lost everything by then, by taking me to the Metropolitan Opera House eventually. We didn't know what we were doing, but we formed it. We then, you know, got people like Van McCoy to record. He got my record deals for me. The first one was with Mercury Records with Art Cass. No, that was Buddha Records. And eventually with CBS Records. And he went out and formed what we called Hush Productions. To give me a business team, and we became entrepreneurs that way, and we had to do it ourselves because the industry is so racist and so divided that if you didn't fit into that little category, you didn't have a way. So you had to make a way yourself. I don't want to go on and on and on, but that's basically how we started. But eventually, we managed most of the R&B recording artists, R&B ones during the 80s. We started, like, with Freddie Jackson, and he kind of opened the way. And he was a wonderful songwriter, and he was a word processor. He wasn't even in the industry.
I remember those.
Imagine that talent, right? he went out, and we got Kashif, we got Paul Lawrence, we managed McFadden and Whitehead.
Wow. That's saying a lot. That is saying, and just an amazing group of artists. Now, I have to say, you really know everybody. You've worked with everybody, or you've had some kind of interaction or done tours or what have you. You've done things with folks out there. I mean, I saw the pictures with you and Lena Horne and all these amazing artists, just amazing. Well, they were all in great company as well. But how do you feel now when you see that the industry is, in my words, it's a little different. We'll talk about that. But how do you feel? Where, you know, we don't, those stars are just not so prevalent as much anymore. You know, with that level of just something so, you know, so how do you feel about,
I don't know. I don't think I agree with you, Carrie. I think it's very, very, very different. But I'll tell you something. For an example, I was one of the privileged people to be invited to open out at a celebration of what she called Oprah's Legends. And I was sitting across the picnic table with my daughter. Then this beautiful young lady she had such a soft voice. And I didn't hear her because I was chomping on my chicken wing.
Uh-huh.
My daughter said, Ma, stop, listen. That's Halle Berry. I said, oh, I'm sorry. How you doing?
Wow.
I mean, you know, like today, Halle Berry's like the latter-day Lena Horne.
Yes, she is. Oh,
or
my gosh.
Or a type of, you know.
Oscar-winning Miss Halle Berry.
Like that. Or I know. We were having lunch, and, I can't think of her name now. But Oprah said, okay, she had the waiters bring these gifts to us. And they were at the table, and I heard somebody crying. Oh, oh, oh. and it was Debbie Allen, and on one
oh
side.
Oh, my gosh.
It was Natalie Cole. I said, well, what's going on? What's wrong? And we opened the box, and it was these huge diamond earrings. And all of us were just gasping. I mean, things have changed a lot, but it's our icons are amazing. I mean,
I've
been to see Chaka Khan perform. And I said, how can she do that? But then she has the stamina of a man. She can play the drum.
Oh, I didn't realize Chaka could play the drum. Wow.
We have ridiculous talent today. We have, there's a young lady, I don't know what her name is, but I was just honored at something called Black Women on Broadway, and she's playing the role of Tina Turner. You have to be an actor.
Oh, yes,
in order to
I know who that. You're talking about. She's just amazing, amazing. Yes.
We don't know her name yet, but I'm sure we will.
Yes, we will. We'll definitely know her name. She looks a lot like Tina, too. I've seen Tina in concert, and I saw the young lady who's playing her part on Broadway, and she's just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. And just to be able to move like that, my goodness. Well, you
How
know
about
what?
Holding the gun?
Oh, listen, she is just, she's, isn't she the record holder for Tonys for women? I mean, or
she's
for like, people, I think.
She ain't got room for them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she is. But I love her as well as her acting, too. So.
Every time you turn around, she's on Law and Order. It don't even
That's
have nothing
true.
To do with music.
That's true. And her other show, the one that's on CBS on the series, they have a she does the lawyer show that's out there as well. She's just got to be creative. You guys know you can always Google her. Now let me tell you, Melba Moore. First of all, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We're welcoming back a true legend. Just legend across the world of entertainment. The one and only Miss Melba Moore. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day, Miss Moore, to be with us.
Such a pleasure.
All right. Well, now I have to say, let's turn back to this amazing song, Just Do Me. My question, how did it come out of this idea as well about the, because you did mention a little bit at the top of our piece today about the, being at home and kind of being alone and kind of forced to being left to our own devices. Can you talk a little bit more about that, Just Do Me, because we just love this song.
To me, the heart of why it's successful, we had no idea that, the virus and the shutting was going to happen. We did this song quite a long time ago, but sometimes you just have to wait and be patient. You don't know what's going to happen. As far as me, as a senior artist, things are so different. It's not like you have a record company that control everything, and you have an A&R person, and you have a whole team, and you're not really allowed to go out and do anything with anybody else. It's a very independent entrepreneurial environment, not just for the entertainment industry. And I have worked with George Pettis, who's just he's the one who's playing the piano on this, but he's a great songwriter. He writes a lot of the songs with his wife Angela Pettis. But the important thing is, see. They didn't ask me how much I was going to pay them. They're artists. They just got together and said, we want to do this. They brought me to their house where he has the studio. And he said, I want you, this is the songs I wrote for you. So we just experimenting, trying to see what's going to work. And I sang this song among many other songs. He took it. He said, well, I'm just going to go see what I want to do with it. Well, I didn't hound him to say what he was going to do. I had never heard of Terry Hunter.
I listened to the review of it. Yes, I love that. I love it.
Terry Hunter, they do what they call mixes, what I would call the
right.
arrangement, because the drum beats are very, very important to what the feel is going to be, what the dance genre is going to be, the tempos. George took the music and continued to work with it and tweak it and rearrange it. And then I signed a little letter of agreement with them that we'll split everything three ways. Other than that, there's really no detailed, complicated contractual agreement. In other words, just honor.
Love it.
That's
just artistry.
And because they are such geniuses and so great at what they do, and we trust each other, I have this huge hit.
Wow. Well, we're loving it. And we've been running it on right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Just
Thank
you and
you.
Me. We love it. We love it, Miss Melba Moore. We do need to ask you, what's next for you, and what are some of the things out there? I know that you're doing quite a bit of things. Anything you want to kind of give us a little preview on for the fans of the show?
Well, we're kind of watching it each day as we go.
Yes.
And, of course, because the song is so successful, it's going to direct a lot of projects that I'll probably be able to do virtually and learn how to continue to learn how to do, you know, videographic selfies.
Yeah, our favorite thing.
Y'all going to have to help me out with the hair, okay?
We'll take care of that, Melba. We'll take care of that. And I always say, because we tease you with the last time you were with us, we were like from hair to hair radio, literally.
Right.
So you've done it. You've done it.
It one moment at a time, but I have a lot of things that are being offered to me now, and I believe that singing and musical performance is the centerpiece of my life, and it's a calling. It's not just a job. So that when I make that the foundation and the centerpiece, I'm sure I'm going to write books. I'm going to do other merchandising. I'm going to do a clothing line because I pay attention to that, and we work with honor with wonderful people till great things happen. And there's going to be a whole other series of opportunities just online, I think, that didn't exist before. But a lot of other things are going to shut down. They just won't be able to do it because they've been designed for crowds to come into place, these huge crowds. We can't really do that anymore. That's going to change a lot. So we're going from day to day.
No, but thank you for that. And I just want to say the last question I have for you today, there was a because you mentioned about being from Newark, New Jersey, and there was, of course, the amazing Houston family. Now, you guys, didn't you know the Houston and Whitney and her family?
I'm very close friend with Dr. Sissy Houston.
Yes.
And, of course, my heart is still breaking over the passing of Whitney.
Yes.
It was like I lost a family member myself. And but she's been like just a
yeah.
I'm laughing because she's so like what do I call it? Real she's not fancy.
Well, Sissy Houston, let me tell you, I had an opportunity to get down to her street naming. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and we're based out of Jersey. So, you know, East Orange and Bloomfield and Newark and all that is in our, you know, in our wheelhouse here. But what I loved about it, she had everybody there performing. And at the street naming ceremony at the New Hope Baptist Church there, and it was just awesome.
Yeah.
And just she's just an incredible voice still. And so that's what I love about you. You guys are just, your voices are amazing.
But, of course, now, once again, you know, that's a Christian family. That's what's first.
Mm.
They were all gospel singers, and, you know, we kind of understand that God owns it all.
Yes, that's right.
You don't know. You might see Sissy on the moon yet.
Well, we love everybody, the whole family. And Dionne Warwick herself has been on our show.
You know Dionne's part of that family, right?
Yeah, well, Dionne, she's been on the Hair Radio show. Her sister was, Dee Dee was also on our show twice. So
yes,
I interviewed her twice.
I was a friend of Dee Dee as well.
Yeah. I just love everybody. North Jersey, all that whole area, you guys, we love it. We love it. Miss Melba Moore, anything you want to leave us with today? Anything you want to say before we sign off?
Just be positive like you are. Now keep your hair tight, baby. Okay.
All right. I'm loving it. All right. Just doing me, Miss Melba Moore. Thank you so much for being with us and taking the time. It really, really means a lot. And we're going to shout out Ryan. Thank you. And thanks so much, Miss Melba Moore.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. All right,
folks. Stay with us. We got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Get ready. Welcome, people. We are the All Natural Corner. 12 Jobs and Roll. We cater to all natural body treatments, body products, skincare at the All Natural Corner.
At the Yeah, we got things for health as well. Why not make your beauty more beautiful? At the all-natural corner. CMOS, Bladderax. We got soursop moringa. Everything that makes your body. We got all natural products. We love the community. At the all natural corner. You can get it all.
At the all natural corner.
All you can come and get. At the all natural corner. At the all natural corner.
At the all natural corner.
Tell them what you think. Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that all natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the all natural corner. I can't say anything else.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is my honor to welcome back to our broadcast, Mr. Jorge. And along with Jorge, we have Miss Naomi. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show.
Welcome.
So much.
Thank you so much, Gary. How are you?
Awesome. I am doing great. Well, first, I want to kind of jump on in and to all of our sharp-eared listeners. They kind of already know who you are, Jorge.
Mm-hmm.
You've been, yes, because you have been a part of the content and programming throughout our network. I should say, you're part of, and we have like a wonderful podcast that's available on 9 platforms, including Spotify and Apple, and they can find you right there. So when they're on listening to their favorite music, you've already informed a great deal of folks all about autism when they have listened to you on the podcast on Spotify, in addition to our archived content through the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we are just so honored. You did a great job. And so I just wanted to let you know that on behalf of all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show, thank you for educating us on the subject of autism. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Now, today we have a very special reason for bringing you back to this network and to our amazing show, and that is because you're not alone, like Michael Jackson sang. You are not alone. We have Miss Naomi, who is, I'm going to let you introduce Miss Naomi Jorge. Who is Naomi? Tell us all about Naomi Jorge.
Naomi, I guess you can say it in three simple words. I love you.
Wow, okay. And so we're going to just expound on that a little bit. Naomi, if you haven't figured it out already, Naomi and Jorge are an amazing couple who I have the great honor and privilege to introduce you guys to on a much deeper level as well. And that is because Jorge himself has been considered autistic, and so today's focus is to see how you guys, and Naomi, you're a big part of this as well, how to see how you guys are kind of, you know, building and starting a brand new relationship with something like autism as the backdrop as well. And so we're going to talk about all of that. But first, let's kind of at least tell the folks, just remind everybody Jorge on what your life is like with autism. We'll start there.
Yeah, for sure, Carrie, for sure. I guess I can tell you autism.
And we're going to have you to speak up really well, Mr.
Yes, sir.
You speak up really well on there. Go right ahead.
I guess I can tell you guys that autism is a blessing, but a curse in disguise as a blessing. There's a lot of difficulties that I struggle with, but there's a lot of blessings and benefits that Naomi can have with autism. She can agree. But autism on a day-to-day basis, I struggle socially. And as far as sensitivity, the noises, the volumes can be a lot more difficult to manage compared to you guys that hear six times lesser than we do.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, and you, go ahead. Did you have something else you wanted to
as
add?
As far as relationships, day-to-day meeting people, and I guess it can be hard to communicate, especially when I'm overwhelmed, or it can be hard to understand what someone's feeling, judging by their looks. But it's usually things that I can deal with and I cope with, but I also know how to manage it enough to help me, you know, deal with life on a day-to-day basis, Carrie.
Awesome. Well, let me just, as you guys know out there, we all have Google fingers. You know, we're all Google professors. So once I looked up autism, and online it says this, autism is a complex neurobehavioral disorder characterized by impairment in reciprocal social interaction, impairment in communication, and the presence of repetitive and stereotypic patterns of behaviors, interests, and activities. The
yes.
onset of symptoms is typically before the age of 3. The severity
yes.
of impairment in the given domains, as well as the pattern of impairments, varies from individual to individual. That is why diagnosticians refer to a spectrum of disability, and we've all heard that ASD, autism spectral disorder. So now I want to turn over a little bit, and we're going to get a little bit more into this. And as I mentioned earlier at the top of this wonderful piece, is that we have an entire video that's out there. You can look and see Mr. Jorge. He's on camera with me as well, which is on our Salon TV Network app, as well as on our Salon TV channel, and then, of course, on Spotify with a podcast. Now, I've got to turn to, I'm getting ready to say, our very special guest today, Naomi, who this is the first time you're making a debut on on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So welcome and good morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm kind of nervous, but...
Oh, no, no, no. Don't be nervous. You are amongst friends. And we welcome you. And so, Naomi, and that's what I want to do. I want to start... Tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit of myself? Well,
yes.
I can describe myself as a loving person, first of
yes.
all. I love to be myself, and I also like to be the right, no matter what the society says. I
awesome.
Always like to be the right in this world.
Wonderful. Now, I have to say that the two of you are a couple. And,
yes.
Jorge, we are familiar with Jorge's challenges in being autistic. And,
mm-hmm.
Naomi, you are not. You are not autistic. So I want, what's your impression? What did you, when you guys met and you started to this amazing friendship, what went through your mind? Were you familiar with autism? Because I really, until I had a chance to meet Jorge and learn up close what this is all about, and I can again thank Mr. Jorge for that, you know, I was totally unknowing. So this whole thing is very important. It was a big part of my education, and we're helping a lot of listeners today with this as Jorge has kind of educated them along the way as well. So what went through your mind, Naomi?
Well, being honest.
Yeah. Oh, sure, be honest. Yeah. We're not going to tell anybody on the show. It's just between us three today.
being honest, when we just met, I like him as a friend because he always been a wonderful person, an excellent man. At first, I didn't know he was autistic because back in the time, I didn't really know what autistic looks like. I thought back in the moment, I thought autistic was, as many movie theater, they pointed out as more like mentally challenged. But he definitely, he is a wonderful man. So I learned what is autistic when I met him. When he told me, hey, I'm autistic, I'm like, are you serious? You're lying. You're lying. But what he showed me actually is true. He struggled socially, but definitely that's something that we can work on, because the key of our relationship is that it's just accepting to each other, accepting our strengths and also weaknesses. We need to accept our weaknesses in order to overcome and to achieve our goals also as a couple. So he needs to accept me as I am, and I also need to accept him as he is, as an autistic, wonderful person, I would say. So we also need to love to each other. Doesn't matter if he's not perfect. He won't be perfect, as well as I. I will never be perfect. But we can be perfect to each other, right, Georgie?
I agree.
You agree?
Wow.
So
I'm yes, please, go right ahead, Naomi.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
No, please.
So being honest, being with an autistic man as Georgie has been a blessing. He sometimes, he might say, it's not a blessing, it's like a curse. I don't really think so. It's just how we handle the things. Can be a curse depending if we don't know how to handle autism. If we know what it is, so we know how to handle it. Exactly. So we know how to handle it, and once we know, that can be a blessing, because what I love from Georgie is that he can lie to me. Clearly, he can. He can, because he can. You cannot, when he try to lie to you, he can. Sometimes he tries to impress or do something or try to, I don't know, to lie, but you can tell by his eyes that he's lying. And he, at the end, even if I don't know it, he says, like, oh, I'm sorry, Naomi, I lied to you. I'm like, okay. He's really honest.
5 seconds later, after telling him,
babe, I lied. Yeah, because he gets totally, like, uncomfortable with himself. He cannot, he can't be an actor when he's lying.
Yes.
So he gets really uncomfortable with himself, and you can notice. So you start asking him, hey, Georgie, there is something wrong. And then he's like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Naomi, I lied to you. And I said, I'm not. It's
So to interrupt, I'm going to tell you the truth. So we were, like, a couple of weeks back. We were laughing about it. I said, Naomi, I'm going to be honest. If I ever have staples, if I come home from work with staples in my eyes, you've got to know that I cheated on you.
Oh.
But definitely he won.
No. We know he's joking.
But definitely he won.
I am blown away. I really am. I have to say, I'm just beyond words. Beyond words. And I appreciate both of you being so candid and just being upfront and honest. And I have to say in this, you know, let me just catch everybody up to speed on this. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have two folks on who are very special to me, and they are actually very special guests today. We're talking about the subject of not just autism, but how it also affects the folks closest to you. And in the case of our guest today, we have Mr. Jorge. We're going to just say Jorge. Now, Jorge is autistic.
Yes,
and
sir.
Yes, you are autistic. But, you know, you're not here today by yourself. You have an amazing, amazing, wonderful lady named Naomi, who we are overjoyed to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. and to hear the words that you've just expressed about Jorge and how you're working together, you're a team, a unit, if you will, it's just mind-blowing. And so I just wanted you to know that. It sounds
so
just...
Thank you so much, Gary.
Awesome. You did well, Jorge. You did well.
Really
you did well. Okay. Yes. And Naomi, you did well. You did well. Okay. So I just want you guys to know that. Now, for you listeners out there, this is really, really an important subject. And you know what? The whole thing about the social aspect of it, because these are things that those of us who are not dealing with autistic may take for granted. And so I can actually tell you I would probably lose my patience very quickly early on because I might not understand what to look out for. So this is why it's important to familiarize yourself, or to, I think, educate is a better way to say it. Did you begin to kind of do some research, Naomi? How have you kind of, you know, prepared yourself, so to speak, for some of the challenges in being with someone who's autistic?
Yes. We had to do some research. In my case, I need to do some, and I'm still doing some research about how to deal, how to work with an autistic when he's on his mood. Sometimes he gets overwhelmed with certain things, with certain noises too. So I do, in my case, I really need to be really calm and try to speak to him really in a lovely way. For example, in his case, he loves me when I hug him. Anytime that I need to tell him maybe a really strong topic, maybe something that can make him overwhelmed, I need to first hug him and tell him beautiful stuff, and then I can start telling him what I really need to tell him.
And it works every time.
Yes, and it works all the time. Thanks, God.
But to interrupt you, I also have to, you know, get onto a same level with understanding that it's not just an autistic in a relationship. It's also Naomi.
Yes.
The non-autistic. So we're both getting to the point where we're accepting each other's differences, and we're also trying to learn how to manage each other's differences instead of making fire and gas.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, go right ahead.
There's no fire where we can create an explosion. We don't want that. So I think for me, the best thing that I've been trying to do is learning that I am autistic. I struggle socially. So instead of asking her to help me and be patient with me, I have to do the same thing for her. Please be patient with her because I'm struggling.
Exactly. And Nessa, you were next on our list. I just wanted you to know. I was coming to you next, Jorge, but you took us right there. Because I was about to ask you, now we have identified the challenges of a person who is non-autistic and interacting with someone in a relationship who is autistic.
Yes.
Well, now we're going to flip it around as Jorge kind of just went there. So what are some of the and I'm coming in with my stereotypes, of course, so that's so that I understand. But Jorge, are there any challenges in being in a relationship with someone who is non-autistic?
Honestly, I would be honest with you. The main challenge is social tension. Like sometimes you might want to say certain things, but there's a time and place for everything. So differentiating those two differences can be difficult depending on how I am feeling and depending on why I'm feeling and when I'm feeling.
Okay. And I was just thinking as you were saying, I was like, well, that kind of sounds like all relationships to me. But I know what you mean. It can be exacerbated or, you know, accentuated because of the autism.
A lot more intense for us.
Right, exactly. Okay, wow. Well, folks, again, if you're just kind of tuning on in, you are listening to the On the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me today on the line, we have Jorge and Naomi. Now, you guys are in the Northeast. Where are you guys? What state are you guys in?
We are in New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. And yes, you go ahead. I'm sorry, Jorge. Go right on in. Jump in.
All the way from Atlantic City, New Jersey to New York.
Oh, and we love folks in Atlantic City because we have the Hair Nation Expo events down in Atlantic City. So
yes,
at the Showboat Hotel. So we just love that, and we're going to remind folks about that before we say goodbye to you today. But right now, I kind of want to jump back on in. And I appreciate the way that you both have been, as I said earlier, you've been very candid about this, and it's not easy to do because there are a lot of folks out there who have children who are autistic, who have all kinds of, you know, parents and you know, siblings and so forth. And this was something that, you know, me, myself, and my generation, I was not as familiar with this. So this seems to me to be something that's relatively recent for me to learn about, as I mentioned earlier. The other thing is that New Jersey seems to, as a state, in terms of dealing with autism, has its own set of numbers and things. It just seems like it's kind of an anomaly. It's in a different, they have all kinds of different dynamics in terms of how autism affects, it seems, the, you know, that people are affected in the state of New Jersey versus some of the other states. So we, you know, we can definitely research that. So I just have to say, Jorge, can you describe to us a little bit more about some of the, you know, the things, the way autism might affect someone like yourself, you know, some of the things that might be, again, a little bit more of a challenge. So you said kind of listening or like just social interactions and things like that. That's where it really, that's the whole idea, I think, behind it, right?
For sure. I'm just going to start off with this. I can't tell you what other autistics feel, but as far as myself, I can try to help you understand autism in general. Autism, if we think about it, kind of refer back to a mixtape or a studio session, right? You see different knobs and different volumes for different areas, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine that as an autistic, where you see different volumes for different areas. Now incorporate the spectrum to it. A spectrum means not everybody that's autistic is going to act or deal with things the way this autistic does, you know, so... When I think about autism, to help people understand a spectrum, you got to refer back to that studio session with different knobs to different areas. Which one can be louder, which one can be softer, which one can be overwhelmed, or which one's going to be a little overwhelmed. There's always a different knob to each autistic.
Wow. I have to say, now there are all kinds of beliefs out there where this has come from. And, Naomi, I'm sure you've heard of some of these things. Does it not go through your mind sometimes? You're like, well, where did this, you know, where did this come from? Because, you know, and when you see and meet, when you meet Jorge, you meet him and you don't, you know, you can't imagine. And he's, Jorge, you're just such a down-to-earth, smart as a whip, kind-hearted soul. And, you know, if you didn't really share that you were, you know, autism is one of your challenges, if you will, we wouldn't know.
Why do we recognize?
Yes, right.
We wouldn't know. So, like you kind of mentioned earlier, Naomi.
What does autism look like?
Right.
Yeah.
What does it, well, let me ask you guys that question. What does it look like now?
It looks like acceptance.
Yeah. Definitely. It looks like, we all are different. Definitely. Every people, we struggle in certain areas, but we can be different because in a struggle in different areas, but at the same time, we all will look the same. Autistic, there is not a special face for autistic. Autistic is just a normal person that struggle in an area that I might not struggle.
Kind of explain it like this. Autism, we make the easy things look hard.
Yeah.
And the hard things look easy.
Yeah, sometimes.
So the easiest things that most people would take for granted, we struggle with. Like, most people wouldn't think about going out in public and having to worry about noises. So everything that's easy to you guys might be harder for us. But most things that are harder for you guys are actually easier for us, such as technology or art or things like the hardest things we can do. But it's the easiest things.
Yes, sure.
That are really difficult for autism.
Yes, sure.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you one thing, and I can say this. Jorge, you do not let any of these things stop you.
No,
sir. You thrive. And there are folks out here who may not, their challenges may be some things that we just can't see or know about, and they seem able-bodied, so to speak, but we let those things, they kind of impede us from going on with our lives. And if there's one thing I'm picking up today right here on this show in this moment, is that to have someone to support you as you do, and I mean this to each of you, to have each other, it says a whole lot.
Yeah.
It says a whole lot.
Yeah.
So
sometimes
I just want to, yes, go ahead.
Sometimes when I'm overwhelmed with Naomi, it really helps to move in gratitude. You know, certain times I'll be like, man, she don't understand me. And sometimes I want to be upset. But it helps to live in gratitude. Like, even though I'm upset with her, I appreciate that she's not like everybody else.
Well,
and
no, she's not like everybody else. I heard that as soon as she said about two or three sentences. I heard that very clearly, Naomi. I have to say, I'm so honored, and so have our listeners. So,
so
we can tell why, you know, that how you guys are together, obviously. Great job for both of you. Now, I want to just inform our listeners a little bit here. And again, you know, we want to remind everybody that if you want to, you know, find out more about Jorge and Naomi's journey, you can, because Jorge has a wonderful Instagram account, so that you guys can visit and sign up or follow him or whatever they say these days. Go to on what is it on Instagram? Is follow
Model Fan Page would be stylistic_autistic.
Okay, so let's say that again slowly for everybody. Folks my age and up. Go slow. Yes.
My model fan page would be stylistic_autistic.
And that's your fan page for your modeling career. We want to remind everybody, too, because we didn't really get to do that today so much. But Jorge is a model. He is fantastic. He's also going to be working with us and continuing to work with us here on the Hair Radio Salon TV Network, all that wonderful good stuff. And
yes.
Also, Miss Naomi, I'm hoping you both will be joining us. I saw some great pictures, and we love the pictures. First of all, I said, wow. I immediately contacted Jorge, and I said, this is awesome. You guys make an awesome couple, and now
thank
we know why.
So thank
great
you
job.
So.
It's my pleasure. So listen, we're going to have you guys to come back soon to the broadcast and kind of, you know, bring us up to date. We're going to continue to follow you guys. And, you know, and again, on Instagram, go to stylistic_autistic. Again, that's stylistic_autistic. And that will connect you with Jorge's modeling page with all of his information. You could see a whole bunch of stuff there, which is just great. And again, visit on the internet. You can even Google the Carrie Hines podcast, and you could even type in Jorge's first name. I'm sure it'll pop up there, and you'll see the podcast from our original interview that we did, which we have a whole bunch of wonderful things and connections out there and podcast and video and all that wonderful good stuff. And this interview, of course, will just play all across our networks for everybody and to keep them informed of what you're doing. So again, Naomi, any last thoughts? I'll ask each of you. Any last thoughts, Naomi?
Yes, sure. My last thought is that this relationship, this experience with Georgie has been definitely a blessing for me, because that helped me to know what really love is. Love is not just a feeling. It's also a choice to love that person. It's a choice to say, hey, I accept you as you are, doesn't matter what, and I chose you to love you just as you are. Also, he has helped me to be more tolerant, right, and more
Lovely, right, Georgie? And more
wow.
patient, of course. I don't used to be really patient with people before, but after since I've been here with him, oh, it has been definitely a blessing, a personal blessing for me. I feel that I am a better person thanks to him.
It gets no better than that. Jorge, we're giving you the last word. Did you have anyone that you want to shout out to or last thoughts that you want to leave?
Wait. There's no shout out without Marcus. Marcus, if you are listening to this, shout out to Marcus. God bless you, man. Love you. John Freeman, shout out to you. Thank you for hooking me up with Gary Hans. And to all the people that I sincerely love and genuinely appreciate, I thank God for you guys and your support. And you're just being you guys in my life. And Patty, love you. And everybody else, you guys know.
Okay.
So, Gary Hines, shout out to Gary. Thank you so much for this amazing opportunity once more. And
yes.
Looking forward to many more.
Awesome. Well, listen, I want to thank again Mr. Jorge and Naomi for being our guests on today's broadcast, two amazing individuals out here navigating the world. And again, we're just honored to have them on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And do come back soon.
Likewise, Gary. We appreciate this.
My
Thank
pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right, folks. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to. So stay with us.
I messed it up. He's calling you.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got a great person on the line. Her name is Edith Younger. Now, she is the owner, the proprietor, if you will, of A Cut Above Salon. Now, they're out of New Jersey. Edith, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. Glad to be here today.
Well, we're happy to have you. Now, you've garnered quite a bit of press over the years. You've had to, you know, pretty much go up against redevelopment folks who wanted to kind of just come in and do some things, you know, to establish themselves where you were already in established. So we're going to talk about all of that. But first of all, Edith, take us back. You've been in business for about 30 years. Where are you from?
Well, I'm actually from... born North Carolina, grew up in Brooklyn, and moved to New Jersey almost a little over 30 years ago. And actually started in the business almost 28 years ago.
So what was it that kind of gave you that little, what lit that flame, if you will, then, you know, that desire that you wanted to do hair? What was that?
Well, actually, I was looking for something to... I was looking for additional income. I was divorced with a young child, and I felt like I wasn't sure how corporate life was going to go for me, and it didn't go well. So I went looking for a business, and I loved doing hair. I used to do it in college, did my own, did my friends and family without any training. And so I purchased the shop and then went to school.
Right, that's what I was about to say. You purchased the shop first and then went to school.
Yes,
tell
I wouldn't
about
call
that.
That wasn't a good, smart thing to do because when you really don't even understand how to do the work and then you really don't understand the business aspect of running the business, it's a steep learning curve. But you got to be, a persevering person. So I stuck in there. Went to school and then learned how to run my store. And so it's 28 years, and I'm really quite happy with what has happened.
Okay, so at the end of the day, it's absolutely worked out for you, but you wouldn't advise anyone else to, hey, buy the salon first and then go to school?
Nope, I would not. I would actually and have advised people to go to school, learn how to do the work, you know, get the skills, work someplace that you want to, if you're planning to have a shop, work in a place that you like, that you see how it's run, so you learn the business and the back end of the business. Because really, you can do all the hair you want to do. If you don't know how to manage your business, it won't be successful.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got with us Edith Younger. Now, she is the owner of the Cut Above Salon, and they're located, Edith, you guys are in New Jersey where?
New Brunswick, New Jersey.
We've been in New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how would people find you? Is there a website and a phone number?
Yes, www.acutabovehair.net. And the phone number is 732-249-6885.
Okay. Now, just switching gears and kind of still talking about some things that happened in the past, you got quite a bit of press and notoriety when the city chose the block with your salon on it to redevelop. Now, you've been in business at that point, what, for about 10 years, and there was a great article that was in the archives of Black Enterprise, and I thought this was just great, where you kind of took, you know, I hate to say the word flop, but you took on the city, and tell us what that was all about and your experience.
Okay, well, my salon was on a corner. We had a really great location right downtown New Brunswick in the theater district, and I believe it was October 1996. A reporter dropped in and said, "Have you heard?" I said, "Have I heard what? Have you heard the city's taking this block?" "What do you mean taking this block?" I had just redone my shop. My landlord and I had made a wonderful deal. He needed more space.
Morning coffee, vanilla latte served to go. Drink it slow.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Friday morning, July 23rd of 2021. And I am bringing to the line my amazing co-star, co-host out there, Tara in the Morning from Maryland. Good morning, Tara. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday, Carrie. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our Hair Radio Morning Show listeners. I'm so glad you tuned in. This is Tara in the Morning. I'm just so excited to be here. We welcome our new listeners, and I just want to thank you guys for just embracing me and just accepting me into the Hair Radio Morning Show family. It has truly been an honor and a privilege. So good morning, everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do today on today's broadcast, we've a lot to get to this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in about 45 minutes at about 8 o'clock Eastern time, couple things. We're inviting not so much the cast, but the folks behind this amazing new talk show called Vet Talk Radio. And I'm real excited about it. It's with Michael Hopkins. He's the show producer, along with his and host, along with his amazing, amazing angels. So there are three wonderful ladies who help him on what he's doing. And we're going to talk with Michael. We're going to talk about the show. It premiered right here this past Tuesday. We're going to play the show this morning at about a little bit, like about 7:30 or so that we can
mm-hmm.
kind of have a basis for our 8 o'clock talk. And they'll be with us for the entire hour. So it's like that talk radio day here
mm-hmm.
in the second half of the Hair Radio Morning Show, second hour, I should say, second and third hours. So we're real, real excited. Lots going on today. So really, really some good stuff. So how was your day so far on this Friday? Are you ready for the weekend, Tara?
I am ready. I got up early this morning, and I tuned in to the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. They started their, you know, celebration, their opening ceremony, and it was just phenomenal. I almost forgot I had to be on the radio this morning. I was so into
it. Oh, my.
But, oh, there's no celebration like a Tokyo. These guys know how to do it. So that is how I started my morning off. Got my coffee, started watching a celebration, you know, got here, and, you know, I'm on the line, you know, with you guys. So that's what I've been doing so far, just enjoying, you know, the celebration for the 2020 Olympics. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm not a big Olympic person. I
mm-hmm.
never, when I was a little kid, it used to come on, and it used to drive
mm-hmm.
me crazy. It seemed like it was on for years, and I wanted to see other programming.
It's the longest week,
and
isn't it?
It's very long, and it just used to drive me crazy. I wasn't very athletic. I'm not a sports guy, so it just didn't do much for me. But I will say this, in recent days, reading about this the swimsuit competition where they wouldn't allow the African-American girls, I'm going to say young ladies, to wear the customized kind of hat. I know it had to pass through all this kind of stuff, and I understand that, but how could you say no with something so important culturally? I'm not an Olympian. I don't know all the little intricate details.
Mm-hmm.
But to me,
mm-hmm.
it seemed on the outside that it was insensitive to our culture. So,
yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, and I don't know whatever was the outcome of all of that hubbubaloo. But
mm-hmm.
it never ceases to amaze me that there always seems to be there's always some kind of race thing, at least it seems or feels like that, even if it's just
it gives
a coincidence. And my goodness,
mm-hmm.
isn't there somebody that can sit down and say, hold it, we can't do this or we shouldn't do that because it seems like this, or it's like, no, they just make these arbitrary decisions which affect
mm-hmm.
so many people, and particularly people of color.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what on earth. I'm just so tired of it. And I know that folks out there share that sentiment. And that's really why we have the Hair Radio Morning Show. We try to be fair to everybody. We love all people. But make no bones about it, the show, we are going to say it, you know, like we feel on this broadcast.
Exactly.
We're going to be pleasant and kind and nice.
It gives you a platform to be honest. Yeah, and dive into some sensitive, you know, situations. That's why I love the show.
Exactly.
You know, it really gives us
Me
time
too.
To just be honest and just share our true hearts and feelings. So I agree with you there.
Well, take
Absolutely.
A look at, you know, I love that the Hair Radio Morning Show provides a variety. Like, if
mm-hmm.
you guys are just joining us, you might have missed this morning. We're on live this Friday morning on July 23rd. You might have missed. We let in with Miss Melba Moore. Now, she is a Tony Award-winning actress from Broadway and, of
mm-hmm.
course, TV. She had her own TV show with Clifton Davis and when I look at Melba's postings, because I follow her, you know, I was going to do some things with Melba and them, but Melba's been on my show. I've interviewed her a couple times. But what I love about Melba in particular is that she's got pictures with everybody, from Carol Burnett to Michael Jackson. She's with everybody. And that's not an exaggeration. And I do mean everybody. She knows everybody in show business and has worked with everybody in show business. And so
That's
when
incredible.
She was on this morning, well, I love that she was telling me, you know, about her storied career. But what I love when she said, she's like, that we'll have to take care of her hair for her. And she, because she starred on Broadway in Hair. And I told her, I said, yes, you went from Hair to Hair Radio.
So she's just a pleasant person. But if you missed that this morning, then you need to play this show back or listen to our archives a little later or listen to the replays over on our 24-hour network. So Melba Moore led on in. And then a little bit more to your point, Jorge and Naomi, we do so much on the broadcast to bring folks a variety of talk. And to be able to talk about the dreadful diseases and things, like in his case, he's one who is autistic. And so to be able to have a discussion about autism this morning on the show, I've had folks on, we've talked about every single thing from autism to I had sickle cell folks on. I've had, we've talked about even physical, like, you know, abuse. We've had on so many things at my live events. We've talked, we had the diabetes folks in. We've had the city, you know, violence, domestic violence folks to come in.
Yes.
From the mayor's office here in New York. I've always been very civic-minded and try to help to bring this information to our listeners and fans around the world. So really good stuff. And there is a video of Jorge, myself with Jorge, on YouTube out there. So you can Google that if you'd like to see what we look like, if you haven't already. That's there. And so really some good stuff. And we're just, you know, this is just the beginning. I want to do a little bit more with talk on mental health. And,
yes,
you know, because we're a broadcast, with lots of folks of color who pay attention to what we say and do here. So we want to make sure that folks know that this is a good space to share their stories and plights and all that wonderful good stuff. And that we're community-based. So that's why in about 5 minutes or so, we're going to bring on, we're playing the entire first broadcast of Vet Talk Radio. So I'm really excited. It goes from 7:30,
that
so that's
exciting.
About 5 minutes from now, New York time. So a little before 8 o'clock. So it's about 25 minutes. So I really want you guys to stay tuned and listen. It's awesome. So it's an awesome recording of the first broadcast that aired just this past Tuesday right here on the Ham Radio Morning Show. So it's Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins. And he has a panel of about three amazing ladies, not about, he has three amazing ladies who have been doing extraordinary things to help him with his show. So that first broadcast plays in its entirety, commercials and all. So I'm going to just let that run. And then at 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to be back live. So we want you to stay listening to it. We're going to be back. Tara and myself are going to be on the other side of the program, and we're introducing you to the entire lineup of Vet Talk Radio, and they're going to be with us, the guest co-host for the hour. So it's going to be a happy Friday, one that we've not really done like this before, and we want you to stay tuned for the, you know, for the whole program. The Hair Radio Morning Show is your source in the morning for hair and beauty talk. We're real excited about it. So how does that sound, Tara?
Very excited. That sounds amazing. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. These guys are amazing in what they do. Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely.
Michael and his entire staff, his angels are beautiful, beautiful souls, wealth of information. So I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly. And this morning I just had, we played the Scars, the Beautiful song, which I just love that song by Alessia Cara. And one of my, you know, but it, we'd be remiss if we did not get on some of our amazing, I call it the Vet Talk playlist for today. We're going to be enjoying, of course, Miss Melba Moore. We're going to get on her song, Just Do and Me. We have to do that, of course. And it's an awesome song. Of course, we love, and I'm sure that the Michael folks will love songs by Aretha Franklin and some of the others, the Staple Singers and all of those folks. So we've got Mavis Staples, I should say. So we've got a lot that will be happening this morning. So we want you to stay with us. Let's take a little bit of a commercial
break.
And then we'll keep it moving this morning.
Folks, stay with us. We've got a lot to talk. Yes, we got a lot to talk about this morning on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. All right, let's see. Okay, we're going to get something good on.
Get ready. Welcome, people.
At the all-natural
we
corner.
We are the all-natural corner. 12,000 rooms. We cater to all-natural body treatments, body products, skin care at the all-natural corner. Yeah, we got things for health, wealth. Why not make your beauty more beautiful? At the all-natural corner. Sea moss, bladder act. We got soursop, moringa. Everything that makes your body. We got all natural products. We love the community. At the all natural corner. You can get it all.
At the all natural corner.
All you can come and get. At the all natural corner. At the all natural corner.
At the all natural corner.
Tell them what you think.
Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that all natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the all natural corner. I can't say anything else.
All right, we're back live. Okay. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got a lot going on this morning. And coming up in just a moment or two, we have the amazing Vet Talk radio program. We're going to have you guys to just stay with us. And then coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to be live on the other side. So stay with us, please.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Terry Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, at 8:30 this morning, we're live this morning on this Tuesday, July 20th. I want to bring to the line a gentleman. You guys just heard the introduction. His name is Michael Hopkins, and he is the true host of this program that I'm so excited to usher on in. We're going to have him tell you all about himself, of course. And then we're going to bring in my co-host, Ms. Tara, who's joining us. She'll be joining us on air in just a moment or two. Michael Hopkins, welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the Hair Radio Network, our show, our live show, this Tuesday morning, July 20th of 2021. So how are you?
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. I am just great. It is a beautiful morning down here where I live in Virginia. It's a beautiful morning. And I am looking forward to this.
Yes. Awesome. Well, we love having you here. Now, first of all, you mentioned it. You're in Virginia. But now tell the folks, I don't think it's not the, like, Norfolk area. Where exactly are you?
I am actually in the Fredericksburg area of Virginia, and that's approximately about an hour away from the Washington, D.C. area and an hour away from Richmond. So we're sort of kind of in the middle. It's a little bit of small town America and a little bit of modern stuff. So we got a little bit of Bayberry and we got a little bit of metropolitan here. And it's a beautiful area. There's a lot of history.
Okay. Yes.
Oh yeah. Lots of history down here.
Well, it's great to have you. Spotsylvania, okay. Wow. All right. I'm loving it. Well, Michael, I just first want to mention the reason that you're here on this broadcast live each Tuesday morning is that you are going to be talking about veterans. Now, you yourself are a veteran. Can you fill everybody in a little bit on your background?
Yes, sir. Sure can. I enlisted in the United States Army back in 1982. And I did 4 years of active duty from 1982 to 1986. After I did my active duty time, I was always either a National Guardsman or I was a reservist. And I finished up my time. I did a total of 21 years.
Wow.
And I finished up my time in 2003. Pretty much right after 9/11, pretty much around in that time frame, I finished. So, I actually did 21 years in the United States Army. I held various jobs in the United States Army, from Signal Corps to transportation to public affairs, military police officer. That was my last duty assignment. I was assigned to a military police company. That was my last assignment.
Well, Michael, why was it so important for you to start this program, this radio show to help veterans? Why is that important to you?
Well, you know, Carrie, the reason why it's so important to me is because we have so many veterans here in the United States of America that not only have physical wounds, they have mental wounds, and a lot of these things don't heal. And it was so important to me because I saw the disparity in veterans like myself getting the help and the care that they need throughout the VA system, be it the healthcare system or the compensation system. And a lot of veterans, both male, female, does not matter what branch they're in, we're just not getting the help that we need. And it's unfortunately and regrettably some of the organizations that are tasked to help us, they're getting overrun, as we would call it in the military. They're getting overrun. There are millions of veterans who don't even know that they may be qualified for benefits. And it's just such a travesty to myself personally. And I see so many veterans. It doesn't matter if they're a young veteran or an older veteran. I've run into so many veterans, and they have no idea that they have service-connected injuries and illnesses. They have no idea. And that's my function. I feel as though I've been called to duty, so to speak, to help right this wrong as much as I can with as many veterans as I can.
Wow. Well, let me be the first to say it on this broadcast. And on behalf of everybody that is connected with Hair Radio, that is connected with our broadcast, that's listening, I want to thank you for your service to this country. And it means a lot to me and to everybody that I know And so I really appreciate what you've done. And to take it a step further and to put it together in a program that you brought to me to say, let's do this. And I'm raising my hand right now. I was totally excited, as Michael will tell you, from our first moment. So I want to thank you. And, Michael, we're going to have some fun, too. It is about a lot of wonderful information in the future. You're going to be doing subsequent shows, and we're real excited about it. So my advice is to grab a pen and paper whenever Michael starts talking here in the mornings. So we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to have information that is helpful and necessary and needed and helping the veterans to navigate their lives. So thanks again, and stay with us. We've got a lot to come coming up right here on this broadcast of Vet Talk Radio, so I'm really, really pleased. I want to bring to the line for a quick moment or two. I know she has a question. She's my brand-new co-host. Since we've last chatted, now her name, Michael, her name is Tara, and Tara comes to us out of the Maryland area. So, Tara, you're on this morning with me and with Michael Hopkins, the new host of Veteran Talk. I know you have Vet Talk, so I know that you have a question. So please, go ahead, lead on in. Tara, everybody.
Yes. Good morning. How are you, Michael? It is such a pleasure to meet you.
No, just great, just great. It is a pleasure to meet another person that's from Maryland. I'm actually from Maryland.
We are neighbors. How exciting is that?
Amazing.
I'm excited to meet you. So I actually have two quick questions that I wanted to ask you, Michael. The first question is, and I'm gonna run both of those questions back to back so you can kind of like just answer them however you want to. But the first question I wanted to ask you was, what was the moment that you decided, you know what, there are veterans out here who are suffering, like you said, who need these services? What sparked that? What was the moment, the epitome moment that made you say, you know what, this is my purpose. Because of this situation or what has happened or what I've seen, I need to do this. That's the first question. The second question is, I have a daughter. She's 21, and she just got married to her husband. He is 22, and they just enlisted. Well, he just enlisted into the Army. They got married in December, 2 weeks before he went into the military, did his training for 5 months. They're both from here in Maryland. He was stationed in South Carolina, I believe, there for 5 months, came back and got his new bride, and they shipped them to Kansas. Pray my strength, my babies are gone. And they are young. They are a young married couple. He's enlisted in the Army. She's now an Army wife. What advice would you give young married couples? Because he hasn't had that experience yet, you know, of being out there, you know, dealing with whatever kind of issues and traumas that may arise down the road. But what services can you offer to young people or people who have just enlisted in the Army that can benefit them now in their career?
Oh, okay. All right, let's start with the first question. And you said that the moment that, like, the epiphany that hit me?
Yes, that made you decide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, back in 2018, when after years and years and years of not applying for compensation for injuries I sustained, I started applying. And I didn't know that much about it and so forth. But what I did do is I started watching YouTube and I started doing research. This was after I got awarded about 20%, and it was for some injuries I sustained in the military. But one thing that happened, I had injuries to my feet, and they deferred it, and I didn't understand what that meant, but the counselor that I talked to explained a little bit to me, and what I did was I put a packet together, and I found 21 pages throughout my military career that I had complained about my feet, and I had issues with my feet. And what happened,
wow.
I turned that packet in, and I was awarded the highest rating that you could get at that time. It's 50% for bilateral feet issues.
Wow.
And that's when it hit me. I said, wow, so this is how this works. And,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of veterans don't know that the mm-hmm. money is tax-free money.
Did not
well,
know that.
I know you're going to definitely be getting into it, Michael, in the weeks to come. So
yes,
we are definitely.
Yes.
Now, I know that you wanted to respond. You had another part to that. So it was like advice, I believe you said, Tara.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Young couple going into the military right now, and some things have changed in the military, but if
mm-hmm.
I was them, one of the paths I would get on is money management as a young couple.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one thing as a young couple. They don't have any children, I'm assuming, but
they
money
don't.
Management. No. That's the number mm-hmm. one thing. When you're in the military and you're low enlisted, learn how to manage your money.
Okay.
Also, as lower enlisted and he's married, he should get his wife involved in all kinds of programs that they have for enlisted people. There are all kinds of job programs. There's college
wow.
programs. There are all
mm-hmm.
kinds of things that are offered to people in the military. And while he's
mm-hmm.
active duty and he doesn't know if he's going to stay, just do his time and get out, or he's
mm-hmm.
going to do 20 years,
he
take
wants
advantage
to make it a career.
Of all of
yeah.
these things. Right. If he's
going to
do
that, yeah. That's
take advantage of everything that the military
wow.
has to offer. There are schools,
okay.
education, all kinds of things.
Okay.
Well, listen,
okay.
I just want to say
you,
thank you for this information. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Quite
absolutely.
Well.
Now, Michael, this amazing show, Vet Talk Radio, this is just the beginning, and I'm loving hearing what I'm hearing. This is the first time I've really ever heard it on radio. I know there are other folks out there doing things, but this is my first time, so I'm super excited. Now, I know for a fact that, Michael, you just don't do this alone. You have three amazing ladies that I've gotten to know since we started on this journey together, and I am so excited. I want to kind of bring them on in. So, Tara, you stay with me now. I'm going to keep your mic on. I'm going
Absolutely.
To bring in, I call these three ladies Michael's angels.
Awesome.
Michael, I think I said that from the very first moment we kind of started on this journey, like I said. I said I had to get these amazing women on. So I'm going to bring them all on together. We have Noor, we have Nicole, and we have Katrina joining
mm-hmm.
me, Carrie Hines, and Tara, and, of course, our program host, Michael Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, angels. Good morning. I feel like Charlie.
Good morning.
I know, right?
Good morning.
Good morning, angels. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
Great. Good
Great.
Morning.
How are you?
Great. I'm doing well.
All right. So first we're going to lead in. I want to introduce the angels. You guys have had a moment or two to meet Michael. You've even gotten to know Tara Tad here. Let's
mm-hmm.
lead in with Nicole this morning. Nicole, now you are from Mississippi. Tell the folks exactly where you're from. And, you know, if you can just tell us a little sentence or two about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Nicole Fulton. I currently live in Water Valley, Mississippi, which is definitely small town America. I live in North Mississippi, which is where Water Valley is about 1 hour south of Memphis. And I'm a wife, a mother, an educator, an entrepreneur. I am owner of Folsom Fund Bounce and LP Etiquette by Nicole. I am also a city council member here in my city. So
awesome.
I'm very happy to be joining you today. I'm very happy to be on this vet show with Michael Hopson, my brother, and I just appreciate being a part of your show.
Awesome. Well, we love having
That's
you
great.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay, so stand
Thank
by.
So
we're going to circle back, Ms. Nicole. Also, we are bringing, well, we already have on the line, Noor, who is out of Tennessee. So, Noor, good morning. And now tell everybody about your name. I know you get a ton of questions. You know, mm-hmm. fill everybody in on your name and what part of Tennessee.
Okay. Well, my name is actually Noor Jihan Bella Al-Haq. I go by Noor for short. It means light of the world, servant of the true God.
Awesome.
It's Arabic, but I am, you know, now a Christian, but I kept my name because of the meaning of it. And I live in Clarksville, Tennessee. I am a motivational speaker, a domestic violence survivor and advocate, and I'm also a co-author of a book called Wounded Women Warriors, Surviving the Storms of Life. And I'm also working on my own book right now because I just have to get my story out to share with the world that God, you know, he gives us a second chance, and that's what he gave me. And so by me
awesome.
Being able to be a part of this show with Michael Hopkins, it's very much of an honor because I'm always there to serve other people. And so I just want to thank you again for giving us this this opportunity to be a part of this amazing show.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And Noor, we will definitely, I remember hearing a little bit about your story before, and we're going to circle back and really bring that to light. So we'll talk as we move along.
Okay.
You know that. Also, I want to, you know, introduce one of the other angels. I call her the Farrah Fawcett of the group, Katrina. Good morning, Katrina. Now, what city and state are you in, Katrina?
I am in Paris, Texas. It's like
Paris,
2 hours.
Texas.
Yes, it's a 2-hour drive from Dallas. And
okay.
I am a mother, daycare worker, and a home health provider. I also is going to school, finishing up my degree for criminal justice to work with our youth, counseling
awesome.
Them, no more than me going into selling life insurance and educate a lot of our people about life insurance because a lot of people are very confused about getting life insurance and how it is and how important it is that they need it.
Absolutely. Well, and welcome. Welcome to the angels this morning, okay? So I call you Michael's angels. Again, we have Noor out of Clarksville, Tennessee, and Nicole out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and Katrina out of Paris, Texas. I've been to the
awesome.
Other Paris. I haven't been to Paris, Texas yet. And, of course, I'm on with my amazing co-star, the host of the program, Mr. Michael Hopkins, and Tara, who's joining me live on the air. So we're
mm-hmm.
live this Tuesday morning on July 20th, the very first broadcast of Vet Talk Radio. Now, Michael, I have to turn back to you and this amazing opportunity to enlighten veterans. What's one of the biggest things that you might say is the whole thing that needs to be addressed with the veterans? Is there like one big thing that if you could, you know, wave your magic wand and make things right, what's the biggest problem, if you will, or biggest challenge that the veterans face today? Is that we have a couple minutes, we can kind of elaborate on that. Michael Hopkins.
Oh, sure. One of the biggest challenges that all of us face as veterans is, believe it or not, It's the veteran system. It's the VA system.
Mm.
That is the challenge.
Oh, wow.
Because we go and we do these amazing things as veterans. We serve this country. We put our lives on the line. We get wounded. We get things happen to us. We get back here to what we as veterans refer to as the world. And all of a sudden, for many of us, it's as if we never went anywhere. And we have to basically prove to the VA that our injuries happened while we were on active duty. We have to prove
wow.
that. And it's very frustrating for the average veteran prove that they were injured while in military service. We assume
wow.
that the VA knows that that's what happened to us because
but,
they sent us. But, you know, you go and you file, and they tell you, well, you know, this didn't happen on active duty. You didn't hurt your back. You didn't twist your knee. You weren't under stress when you were in combat because we can't find it.
Now, how does that make you feel, Michael Hopkins? How did that make you feel when you heard something like that?
Oh, it's lots of things, Kerry. It's anger. It's frustration. It's just disbelief. It's you feel as though you've been let down as an American veteran by the country that you swore to protect, by the people that sent you into harm's way. That's how you feel. You've been betrayed. You've been let down. It's frustrating. That's why you have so many veterans that just give up, and they suffer in silence. That's what happens to a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters. This is an equal opportunity thing. It doesn't matter what branch they were in. It doesn't matter what they did in the military, if they're male or female, race, nationality. None of that matters. What matters is they're veterans, and they should be treated a lot better than they're being treated, and that's my mission.
Everybody
well,
you
has
have started that mission today, Michael Hopkins, right here on our network and through our live broadcast. Folks, again, it's Tuesday, the 20th of July of 2021. You are listening live on this broadcast. It was a little before 9 o'clock, so we're kind of winding on down 9 o'clock Eastern time, and it's coming up on 8 o'clock Central time. And we're about to close out this. I want to just say, and Michael's Angels, I appreciate all of you so much for getting up and being part of this. And as the weeks go on, so next week we're going to delve all in to some of your stories and really get to know you guys, because you'll be making a very big vocal contribution each week on this very broadcast. And I also want to remind everybody that Michael, this show, Michael, is going to, well, first of all, the entire three-hour Hair Radio morning show is going to air again at noon Eastern time on my 24-hour network at hairradio.com. And Hair Radio is spelled HAIRADIO.com, just one R in the middle. So you can go over to hairradio.com. We are on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This three-hour show will air again at noon and again at 3 o'clock Eastern time. So please check it out. Now, Michael's show, this amazing Vet Talk radio show, will just be its 30-minute broadcast. Will replay on Saturday afternoon on that hairradio.com network. So I just wanted to say thank you. I want to thank my amazing co-host, Miss Tara, of course, for helping me hold it down each morning right here on the Hair Radio
yes.
show. And we're real excited. Yeah, it's been really good. Michael, it's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
5. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Yes, it's Friday morning, July 23rd of 2021. Just lots of things going on this morning. We're happy to have you guys with us. Now, I want to bring to the line a very special co-host I now have on the program. She's out of Maryland. Her name is Tara. Tara, good morning.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you doing? I am doing well. Good morning to all of our Hair Radio Morning Show listeners. So glad that you tuned in to be a part. We're going to have an amazing show today.
Yes, I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm.
Very hyped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, for those folks who are kind of just tuning in, period, and just joining us, a couple things happened already, which we just aired so that you kind of know what's happening and going along with the show. Mid-broadcast today, we played the actual 30-minute show that aired on Tuesday. So you're not hearing things. We had a couple of announcements in that recording that mentioned that it was Tuesday because that's the day that this show actually aired and premiered
mm-hmm.
right here on our 3-hour morning Hair Radio Blog Talk show. So the Veteran Talk Show, it's actually called Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins. And it airs every Tuesday morning at 8:30 live right here as part of our Hair Radio Morning Show wheel. So Tuesdays at 8:30 in the morning live, you can join in and be part of that broadcast. It later gets shared through social media and broadcasts again. And Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, 12 o'clock Central, over at hairradio.com. So that's HAIradio.com. Many of you guys already know that's our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio network. So I just wanted to be clear on that. Tara, did that sound pretty clear?
Yes, that's very, very clear. I got it. I'm pretty sure our Hair Radio Morning Show listeners got it. Very clear.
They are pretty sharp. Okay, great. Now
yeah.
Listen, folks, and again, if you've just tuned in, the song you just heard was by the one and only the Tony Award winner, Ms. Melba Moore, who we just rebroadcast her. Yes, we love her. She she told me so many wonderful things this morning on the show. That was our lead-off interview at 6
mm-hmm.
o'clock this morning with Ms. Melba, and we just love her. Again, she, you know, it's nice to speak to Tony Award winners on our broadcast. So real good
yeah.
stuff. And then also we had in just some, we talked about folks with autism with Jorge. So just if you want to listen a little bit to the playback a little later, please definitely check out those wonderful things at the beginning of the show. Now, as
mm-hmm.
we mentioned, without further ado, I really want to bring this amazing cast. It's the folks behind this amazing new broadcast, and it's the show within a show, Tara. It's
mm-hmm.
called Vet Talk Radio. And first, I want the gentleman behind it. He is the one, the catalyst, really. This
mm-hmm.
was his idea that he brought to our minds, really, literally. So it is my honor to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. This time we're live, Michael. You were just on. They listened to you for a good half hour leading into this amazing part of our broadcast this morning on this Friday morning. So, Michael Hopkins, welcome. You're on with Tara, my new co-host, and me, Kerry.
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Michael Hopkins.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It is a plum pleasing pleasure to be here this morning with you guys.
Absolutely.
I like that.
And I was
absolutely
listening. I was listening to myself. And it was like, oh, I got that one from Les Brown. You got to be hungry.
Oh.
I don't know anything else about Les Brown. I know that line. You got to be hungry. And
yes.
It's a plum pleasing pleasure to be here this morning with you guys. And I'm just blown away.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we love having you here, Michael. You mentioned Les Brown. You took me right back to Los Angeles. His goddaughter, Tara, was a student of mine. So Tara introduced Meeta Les Brown when I first launched my children's character out in L.A. So I had a chance. He was married to Gladys Knight at the time. So I had a chance to chat with Les Brown. He gave me great advice. And very interesting fellow. I have some more stuff to tell you. I'll tell you guys after the show. But, yeah, we had a great conversation. He gave me really good advice to get started. That's how I got started in all this stuff. So thanks for, you know, bringing up that memory, Mr. Michael.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Quite welcome.
Yes. Now, I want to jump right on in. You started this whole entire Vet Talk Radio idea. Michael, so let's kind of, you know, cut to the chase on this. Has it turned into materialized or manifested itself exactly what you had in mind that you first had the idea or notion to launch this program?
Well, actually, Curry, you know what has happened?
What's that?
Due to all of us meeting you, it has gone so far beyond our wildest dreams. And I'm sure my angel queens, and that's who they are, they're my queens. I always refer to them as the sisters that I never had, but I do now. Reason being, I'm an only child. So I didn't have any brothers and sisters growing up. I mean, I had friends, but I didn't have brothers and sisters. These three amazing ladies are my sisters, and that's the way I look at them. They are my sisters.
Wow.
I go to them for advice. I go for them sometimes. I go to them sometimes when I just need some help. Or I just need somebody to talk to that really listens. And these three amazing ladies, I don't know what to say. I am so blessed and humbled to have all three of them in my life. I really am.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Is that not nice, Tara? You're going to hear from these I call them the angels, Michael's angels, and we're talking about Katrina, Nicole, and Noor. So they'll be joining us on the air. We've got the hour. All of you guys are our amazing guest co-hosts this morning for the third hour of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're live this morning, and that's why it was so important to have you guys on. Because you guys have made a couple of appearances here and there. We've had you here, recorded this and that. But I think to be able to tell a little bit more about your stories, what I wanted to first bring to light is that we're all in different places. So this is completely remote. And for you guys out there, we are about, what is that phrase that they say about the six, you know, socially distanced. We're about as socially distanced as you can get on the broadcast.
Yep.
So it may sound like, right? It may sound like we're all in the same room, but we're literally in different states. Mm-hmm. So I want to say that. So thank you so much, guys. And it's nice, Michael, it's great to have you with us. And Tara, I just want to say such a great job the other day as well, welcoming everybody and vice versa. You guys are all kind of new together coming into this. Yeah, you got it. Coming into this experience and radio. So I just wanted to say thank you. So what we're going to do, I am super hyped about this, and we've had a chance to listen to Michael this morning. We've actually had a chance to listen to the angels talk a little bit on mid-show on the recording of the premiere broadcast of Vet Talk Radio. So now we're going to kind of delve on in to a little bit more. Michael, we're going to keep you on the line. I want to kind of bring in one at a time of the angels, and then we'll kind of get everybody on, and we'll just have a free-for-all like it's Thanksgiving dinner, you know, around the table type thing, and we'll take it from there. But first, let's bring to the line, let's just go ahead, jump on in. Normally we'll take a commercial and all this, but let's just jump on in. I'm going to bring to the line Katrina. Katrina this morning is going to join us first on the line. She is out of Paris, Texas, and we're so excited to have her with us. Good morning, Katrina. You're on with Tara, Michael, and myself, Carrie Hines, officially. Good morning. You're up early out there. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. How are you guys? Yes, up very early.
Well, we are.
But it's normal. It's normal because I have children coming through the door around about this time every morning, about 6:30 anyway.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Good
okay.
morning, Katrina.
All
Good
right.
morning.
Tara. That's Tara, yeah. So now mm-hmm. what you had a chance, Katrina, to tell us a little bit about yourself out in Paris the other day when the show premiered. I wanted to ask you directly, how do you feel, first being part of this whole operation about Vet Talk Radio?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I'm so glad that my brother, Michael, asked me to be a part of it. It's a simple fact is because my dad was in the service. And I know a lot of stuff that he went through. Is glad to be a part of something that my dad used to be a part of, and I can kind of help other veterans, even though he's no longer with us anymore. I can still see that I can carry on his legacy with what he used to love.
That sounds very nice, and kind of, keeping his memory alive as well. Very nice. Okay. Now, I also wanted to ask you, because I know how all of this, you kind of were one of the first that I had a chance to speak with that kind of helped this whole thing to come to light. Has it been something that is, hasn't it felt like a little bit of, almost life-changing to be a part of this whole broadcast and doing something a little bit different each day,
yeah.
each week? And right. So tell us a little bit from your perspective. What would you like to see, and also what would you like to see happen on the show, if you can just, share that with us?
Well, what I would like to see happening on the show is that Michael being able to help others see what they haven't been able to see, and hopefully with other things that, what I like to do, such as I love helping children, at-risk children.
Awesome.
And being
Michael,
able to
yeah.
bring that out and about. And being
and
able to help
you,
them, but first yeah. of all.
Okay, thank you, Katrina. And Michael, how do you feel when you hear all of this?
Oh, I feel great. I feel fantastic because all of these things tie into what we want to accomplish with Vet Talk. It all ties in. There are veterans out there that have children that are entitled to all kinds of benefits that they do not know about. Programs, there's information, and it's clearly there, but somewhere along the way, it's not being explained to a lot of veterans. So, I feel great about it, getting this opportunity to explain a lot of things to veterans. I really do. And I am just humbled. I'm blessed to be given this opportunity. And I intend to be a good steward of this opportunity.
Well, I'm going to have, I thank you for that, and Katrina, and we're going to have you to stay and, stay connected on with the mic on. Michael, you're of course on mic. I want to bring Tara back in. Tara, what would you like to say? I know that you have some questions and things like that bubbling, I'll tell you what, we're going to come to Tara in just a second. Why don't we just jump on in with that commercial break? Now, I'm going to give everybody a chance to sip some water and coffee. And then we'll have Tara lead on back in as we introduce the one and only Nicole. You're up next, so we'll have you get ready. You're on the hot seat next, so stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to. We're going to have a lot of fun. Stay with us.
Digital downloads of your favorite episodes of Hairpreneurs are available for just $4.99. at hairradio.com's website store. Buy your own audio download and get the tips to help you build your hair business.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Has your trip to the local hair store left you down? Same old hair with little selection and outrageous prices? Well, you need to check out TracyBeautySupply.com. This is an online beauty store specializing in all types of hair. There are different lengths, different colors, different styles, and you can basically live out your hair fantasy through this site. TracyBeautySupply.com is devoted to helping every woman's dream of the perfect hairstyle come true by providing the highest quality of virgin human hair. Want a new look? We'll help you find a new color. We'll help you find it. You can't get it? We got it, and we can deliver it to you because we can deliver everywhere. TracyBeautySupply.com, where hair fantasies come true.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replays.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. Of a Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. Of course, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I just wanted to thank you so much for being part of the broadcast. And yes, we've got a lot going on this morning and a lot to get to as well. Miss Tara, I think before we took our commercial break, and I'm just sitting here hitting buttons and all kinds of things here, but I wanted to kind of ask you to jump on in and weigh in. You heard the Vet Talk radio show. I think you even listened this morning. So first of all, what are your thoughts? Yes, what are your thoughts, and what do you think? You heard Katrina on with Michael Hopkins and myself this morning. What goes through your mind?
Yes. Yes, I think that is amazing, Katrina, what you're doing. You know, I heard you talk about your passion to help disadvantaged kids. So I just wanted to ask the question, what challenges have you faced in trying to help these kids and put programs together or try to find funding or, you know, things of that nature? But what challenges did you face in, you know, just, you know, working that whole plan that you have?
The only challenge I have right now is getting the funding. I haven't really found the place that would even give it to me, but with me being a substitute teacher, I had worked with a lot of them, and I saw their journey by the time they became seniors. But I only knew they either needed someone to reach out to them and talk to them, or they had issues that no one understand or want to sit down and listen to them about, and they will be ready to either just write them up, send them to ISS, or even suspend them. But the only thing is the kids just need someone to just sit and listen to them and let them be, or even give them advice.
Oh,
yeah, I agree.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Katrina.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. Very good question. Okay, moving along, we want to go ahead and bring to the line, I promised, Miss Nicole would be joining us. So, Nicole, again, welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're on with Michael, Tara, Katrina, and me so far here. And, of course, Nora will be joining us in just a moment or two. But welcome back to the show, Nicole. Let's get Nicole on this morning here on the show. There we go, Nicole. So there's your mic. You're all set. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
yes,
Nicole.
Good morning. Yes, Nicole, now you're out of Water. I love saying your location, Water Valley, Mississippi. Wow.
Yes, Water Valley.
Water Valley, Mississippi. Okay, what is that near? Is that near any of the big cities?
We are an hour south of Memphis, and there's 2 hours north of Jackson, Mississippi. So we're in North Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I have to tell you. Okay, I have great friends from there. I've never been to Mississippi. I think maybe when I was a flight attendant back in those days, perhaps. But I'm trying to think.
Well,
I don't remember being there.
And enjoy this hospitality.
I will be there. I want to get some of the southern cuisine, some of the cuisine
Definitely.
That's there in Mississippi. So we're going to have to talk about that. Now, what I really wanted to ask you, Nicole, and we've had a chance to chat once or twice, but what can you tell the listeners? You've heard from Katrina, talk about her connection with the broadcast, but what do you feel like? And you hear Michael, all of us are on the line. What do you feel like this whole thing is about to you with Vet Talk Radio?
Well, I believe Vet Talk Radio is about education. I think there's a lot of education that definitely needs to go to not only veterans, but the veterans' families. It's not just the veterans alone. There are many, many issues facing veterans that they don't know about. And I think this show is going to be key in facing some of those issues, getting education out there, not only for the veterans, but resource families as well. Because you also have to include the spouses, you have to include the children along with the veterans.
You know what, that's a really good point. And Michael, do you agree? What do you think? Because it's like where they say it's not just the actual man or woman who, is in the service, but the family serves with them, so to speak. What do you say to that when someone says something like that? Is that right, Michael?
Oh, yes, 100%. My wife has been a soldier's wife for 21 years, so she understands what it's like to be a soldier's wife. It's a job, and a lot of people a lot of times don't understand that when you're a soldier's wife, it's a 24/7 job. It's not a cut-off job. You, as a soldier's wife, or spouse, period, there are things that you face that an everyday spouse may not face. There are guys going, at some point in time, there were guys going on 2 and 3 deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan. That takes a toll on a family. Now, all of a sudden, if it's the wife, for example, all of a sudden, she has to jump into that role of being in charge, knowing where everything is, knowing how to disperse things and what services to go to and who's his commander and what if I need this. And then there's, not to be morbid, but she needs to know where's his will, his power of attorney. They need to know all of these things. So, yes, Nicole, and as usual, that's why I call her my queen of knowledge. She is a very detail-oriented, knowledge-based, just like my other queen, Nurjihan. They keep me straight. And also, Katrina keeps me straight, too. Katrina is just, we call her the rock in our organization. She may not say much at times, but when Katrina says something, believe you me, it's when she says it, it's coming from her heart. And she's for real, for real. She's always 100. She never wavers. She never does anything. But I hope I haven't gotten too far away. But like I said, these are my sisters. They just, every time I'm with them, and we're doing things, meetings and so forth. They're my sisters. And
well, we're going to have you to weigh in. Absolutely, Michael. And we're going to have you to continue to weigh in with your sisters, the angels, I call them, Michael's angels, right here on the Hair Radio broadcast this morning, joining us as well. And this is our last half hour. We're going to bring in the one and only Noor, who I've had the pleasure of chatting with as well here throughout the broadcast. And I know that there are going to be some folks joining us. Let me say this. First of all, let me welcome Noor to the broadcast. Noor, good morning. You're on live this morning, as you've been listening with everybody. So good morning to you, Noor.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Katrina. Good morning, Nicole. And good morning, Sarah, and the listening audience. How is everybody?
Okay. Good morning, Noor.
Oh.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Noor comes on and does a roll call.
Yes, she did. And didn't
yes.
miss a beat.
Yes, she is.
Didn't miss a beat.
Yes.
I know.
Yes,
I thought she was going to miss a name
queen.
Or two. There she
yes.
is.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
Noor,
yes.
Well, you've got it, Michael. I love how you have described everybody as the queens as well, because they are. They are very, very supportive folks. That's why every time I think of doing something on the Hair Radio show, and we're talking about Vet Talk Radio this morning, so we've got the entire cast with us, I call you guys, of Vet Talk Radio show. And this is one of their very first appearances on a different broadcast. So I wanted to grab you guys while you were fresh and new, before you're just so big and out there that we would have to book through your representatives to get to you guys. So Michael Hopkins is the, yes, well, he's the program host, and we're going to chat with him a little bit more in just a moment. I wanted to turn to the final, I call the final angel this morning, Noor. Now, you're out of Clarksville, Tennessee. And again, we're all
yes.
in different states, quite remote this morning. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, Tara's in Maryland, and you're in Clarksville, Tennessee. First of all, Noor, can you tell us where is Clarksville, Tennessee, and what can you tell us about where you are and your participation and all that wonderful good stuff? What do you want to share this morning?
Well, Clarksville, Tennessee is actually right on the borderline of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. This is a military town, and it's 45 minutes from Nashville, which is the capital of Tennessee.
Wow.
So
okay.
even though
that's interesting.
Yeah. I have to say, and I've only been down to Tennessee. I have been there. But I think the part I was in was Nashville, where I produced my first children's stuff. So, yeah, I have to say this, amazing folks. They were very warm. They really were. I had a chance to go to Country Row and all that wonderful good stuff way back when, back in the old dinosaur days. But just real happy to have you guys on the show. Noor, let me – yeah, well, listen, I won't tell how long ago it was. But, Noor, I wanted to jump on in and ask you for this because I know you have done some other things out there as well. So is there anything that you can share with us about your journey that's led you here to the Vet Talk Radio show?
Wow, where do I start?
Uh-oh,
I wear so many
okay.
hats.
Yes, you do. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I do so much. But I'm actually, like I said in the last show, a domestic violence survivor and an advocate, you know, which is kind of what led me to this show because of what I do as a domestic violence advocate. I make sure that a lot of people who are in, you know, unhealthy relationships and they don't know how to get out, you know, that's my calling, to make sure that they realize why they are in that type of toxic relationship, because I didn't know. You know, when, you know, just to give a small, you know, excerpt of my story. I was actually in a bad relationship and with my son's father, and at the time I didn't realize that it was domestic violence because the signs weren't there. They weren't very noticeable, should I say, until actually he did what he did to me and got me into the point where I am now a disabled because of an assault that turned very tragic. And it left me paralyzed because we got in a really deep altercation. And in the midst of it, he ended up breaking my neck. So by the grace of God, I'm still here, you know, and I have a second chance of life. And so I didn't know what my calling was until I started sharing my story. And after I shared my story, it was first on the radio, and then we went to TV, and then it got on YouTube, and it just went viral. And then people were like, can you please keep sharing your story? Don't stop sharing your story because this is helping other people. And so this is, you know, this is what I do. And I tell people, don't feel sorry for me, you know, when they see me in a wheelchair or they see me walking with a cane or my walker, because if what didn't happen to me didn't happen, I wouldn't be where I am with my walk with God and also doing what I do. I wouldn't have known to do that had I not gone through this situation, because I don't just speak about something that I heard on TV or I saw a story. Exactly. I'm actually living my story when I share it. So that's one of the things that I do.
Speechless, literally.
Wow.
And today I just want to, and speaking of my son, today is his birthday. He is 27 today. I know I thought
happy birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
What's
his
first
name?
His name is Hassan.
Hassan. Oh, happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Hassan. I would sing it for you, but I don't want to chase you guys away this
Terry,
morning.
We're not doing that.
Okay, I'll sing it afterwards, okay? But wishing Hassan happy birthday.
Yes.
Nurjahan, I have to tell you, I had no idea. I knew a little hint of things. I think you kind of mentioned a little bit. But that is a remarkable, as Tara said, remarkable testimony. I'm just blown away. And I'll tell you, we try to bring things to light here at the Hair Radio Show, but hearing a first-person account of it, really. I've had at our live shows, we've had, you know, I was telling Tara earlier, they sent a representative from the mayor's office here in New York City to my live show that we did in Queens, New York. About domestic violence and being in the hair industry, there are certain states and local requirements where if a hairstylist sees or thinks that they see what appears to be a bruised person or something like that, it is required that it is reported by that professional stylist. So like here in New York City and some other locations across the country. But we don't necessarily get a first-hand accounting of it. So to me, that takes all kind of being brave to share that kind of a story, period. So, because in talking
it's
with Nora,
easy.
And I've talked, well, listen, I've chatted with you quite a few times, and you have never, you're not someone who, believe me, with a story like that, you could pretty much, people would just, you know, roll out a carpet. Of course, you don't ever just put it out there like that. You put it out there in a way to help folks and win. And boy, we are quite moved by it. So now hold it. Did you mention a book, or was there some other way that folks can get more of this story that you have, more of your journey?
Yes, actually. I'm a co-author right now in a book of 20 survivors. You know, we're all sharing a different story in that book. It's called Wounded Women Warriors, Surviving the Storms of Life. The author is Cassandra Bryant Johnson, but we all have our story, within that book. And like I said before, I'm working on my own book right now. That was just like a small like 7-page, you know, story. But I'm also working on my full story, you know, right now. And that should come out hopefully next year. But there's also...
Will you promise to come and share it with us here when it does? We're going to, you know, I want to get it on tape this morning. That will bring you back here
to... Oh, you
come
to New York?
Yes, you come to New York, to wonderful Brooklyn, New York, and share your story. Absolutely, we would love that. Well, we want all of the angels, and you each have a remarkable story and to tell. But I do want you to know, Noor, in your case, and hearing some of this, I think that it is exactly... It transcends these, you know, borders, and being able to tell folks this is helping so many people right now, just bringing this to light. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is very disturbing to me. It always has been. And anything I can do to you know, get this across to someone who might be looking for help or seeking a way. So I thank you so much for bringing this to light. And we welcome you. We welcome you. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We appreciate Nicole. We appreciate Katrina. Absolutely the work that you guys are doing and working behind the scenes. So, Michael, I want to turn back to you, sir. Michael Hopkins is the host of Vet Talk Radio. With him, he has these amazing ladies, these angels who are helping him. And I also want to just mention to you guys out there, I know some of you have questions. I see some of you standing by, so I'm going to jump in and ask you guys to join us on the line in just a moment to ask your question live on the air. But first, I want to turn back to Michael for a quick moment. Michael, when you hear of stories like what Nora is telling and you've heard from, you know, Katrina trying to find the funding for her business and Nicole and everybody's out there doing their thing, what, again, goes through the mind of someone trying to pull together this Vet Talk Radio show?
Oh, wow. It a lot goes through my mind. One of the things that goes through my mind is how can we tie all this together? And how can we present all of these platforms so that people are aware of what is going on with people? It really touches my heart when I hear their stories. And it's been that way ever since all three of us have been together as a group, as a team. And it touches me because sometimes we go through life and we don't look at things, we don't see things because we're too busy just kind of living our life. And there are a lot of things that are happening around us that at some point in time, you have to start paying attention.
Absolutely.
You have to start paying attention.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to just turn a moment to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get on folks who are standing by right now who have questions or comments to ask or do shout-outs to folks. So we're going to get them on in just a moment. Michael, we put together a playlist. Actually, a commercial and then a quick song, because we put together a playlist just for you and your amazing angels this morning that, of course, included the amazing, our Tony Award-winning guest, Miss Melba Moore, this morning. She kicked off our whole entire program. And then folks like, we dug up some of the records, some of the, the folks like Aretha Franklin, if I could talk.
Wow.
As well as Mavis Staples and all of these. Well, we got to go back. We got to go back because we wanted to make sure that it was some great stuff we were going to hear. So I'm going to get on a quick commercial. Then we're on to a little tiny music break. And when we come back, we're going to have some of these shout-outs and folks who are standing by with their comments. So exciting day today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Tara is my co-host in the morning, and we've got the entire cast of Vet Talk Radio joining us and all the folks. So stay with us. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
I would like to welcome you all to a delicious place to eat. We call this La Luz Cafe.
Your beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's Friday, July 23rd of 2021. First, I want to bring back to the line Ms. Tara, my co-host. I think she's been enjoying it just a bit this morning on the broadcast. Tara, good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Carrie. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to our listeners. This show has been nothing short of amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
I love you guys. Michael, your angels, the information that you have given is so valuable. The show has just been so
Absolutely. Incredible.
It really
Well, listen,
has.
I want to – it has. Thank you, Tara. I want to quickly bring in someone who's been standing by. His name is Jesse. I'm not sure if you're still there. Jesse, can you hear us? You're live on the air this morning.
I can hear you fine. Just fine.
Okay, well, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, tell us, you're from where, and what would you like to say this morning?
Oh, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. And,
what's your
Michael
comment?
Michael and I are, you know, we're friends and business partners, and we've talked about veterans a lot, you know, being a veteran, fellow veteran, and working in claims as I used to. Me and Michael have a lot to talk about because there's a lot of things out there that the veterans are entitled to that they have no idea.
Michael can hear you. Michael, welcome. Yes, welcome, Jesse. Welcome. Michael, you can hear this. What do you say? What do you say, Jesse?
Oh, first of all, I'm humbled that you're here, Jesse, and I thank you for being on the program. I really do. I'm humbled. Yeah, and Jesse and I, we have a history, and yes, him and I are both veterans, different branches of the military, but we're both veterans. That's what we have in common. And we have talked extensively about helping veterans because, as he said, he worked in a section that this is what he dealt with. So I pick his brain sometimes, too, to ask him
questions
so I can best serve my fellow veterans.
Well, listen, I'm going to say thank you, Jesse, for taking a moment to drop by and wish Michael well. And hope you enjoyed today's broadcast as well. Thanks so much for taking a moment to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, great. I'm going to park you so you can hear the rest of the show. And for everybody else, I really just wanted to say, Michael, first of all, the angels are amazing. We love them.
Yes,
I think,
they are.
Yes, right, Tara? They have just been just extraordinary today and every day. So, Michael, what are some of the things that we can look forward to? The actual broadcast, let's remind everybody, Vet Talk Radio airs right here live. The same way you're listening to this show today, you can hear Vet Talk Radio by dialing the same 516 number on Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning New York time. And we have quite a few listeners in Central Time Zone today. So they would listen at 7:30 their time on Tuesday mornings. And you can call in and be part of that live broadcast that we literally record on Tuesday mornings. And we share it live at that moment. We're on live air. And then later that day, it plays several times and over at HAIRadio.com. That's our 24-hour streaming radio network. Listen anytime, day or night, because you never know when it's going to play. But then, of course, it's scheduled on Saturday afternoons as well at 1 o'clock New York time. So we're real thrilled about it. And we just want to say mm-hmm. thank you to all of you guys for being on the show today, Michael. But back to you, sir. So what's next? What are you looking to do? What's next on Tuesday's broadcast?
Wow, Tuesday's broadcast, Curry, what we're going to cover, we're going to be talking about the claims process or the compensation.
You're going
process.
In deep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right, Curry, they're jumping in deep.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's so very important that veterans understand about the compensation process because mm-hmm. a lot of times, a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters don't understand how this process works. I always tell them, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse, I'm not a nurse practitioner, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not any of those titles with all them alphabets behind them. But there's one thing I do know how to do. I know how to read.
Mm-hmm.
Foolish as it may seem, I know how to read. And a lot of the things that you get from the VA, foolish as it may seem, you have to read. And you read it, and then the things you don't understand, you go and you look the words up so that you understand what you're reading.
Absolutely.
And
that, Michael, let
that's
me just...
part of the claims process.
I love it. Claims review and all that whole process on Tuesday. Don't forget, listen at 8:30 on Tuesday morning, 7:30 Central for Vet Talk Radio. I want to thank Michael. I want to thank Noor. I want to thank Nicole. I want to thank Katrina. And I certainly
yes.
want to thank Tara, my amazing new co-star here in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Our next live show, I will be off for the weekend. We're off until Tuesday morning.
Yes.
For the next, mm-hmm. Tune in Tuesday morning for my next live Hair Radio morning show from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern. That's 5 to 8 Central. And in the meanwhile, and over the weekend, go to HAIRadio.com. Again, this we're around 24 hours a day. You never can get enough of Hair Radio. We have our classic shows there. We've got new shows. We've got new music. We've got special interviews. And most importantly, we got Vet Talk Radio Show. I want to thank the entire cast again for being with us as co-hosts.
Yes, thank you guys for
joining
us.
And we'll see you
yes.
back.